Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man, written and read by Emmanuel Acho. Dear white friends, country persons, welcome. Pull up a chair. Consider this book an invitation to the table. It's a special table, but don't worry, this isn't one of those uptight, where's your VIP reservation places. Rather, a come-as-you-are joint for my white brothers and sisters and anyone else inclined to join us. The room where this table sits is a safe space, by which I mean a space to learn things you've always wondered about. A place where questions you may have been afraid to ask get answered. For all of you who lack an honest black friend in your life, consider me that friend. My arms are open wide, friends. My heart, too. In these pages, the only bad question is the unasked question. You'll see that each chapter starts with a question, each of which is from a real email I've received in response to my video series. Same title as this book, if you got here without watching. I appreciate every one of them, because wherever the askers are coming from, they came to learn. If things go the way I want, you'll leave this book with an increased understanding of race. You will have more empathy and grant people more grace. And if you have more empathy and are more gracious, then you'll be less judgmental. And if you're less judgmental, then your judgment is less likely to play itself out in racism. Now, there are degrees of racism. If you're reading this, I imagine you're not a white hood wearing, Confederate statue defending, Dukes of Hazzard idolizing, tiki torch toting, N-word barking first-degree racist. However, you might fall between the second or third degree, meaning someone who is not overtly racist, but is on the spectrum between a person who is a little racially insensitive or ignorant and someone who holds deeply ingrained negative ideas about people of other races or ethnicities. Even if none of the above descriptions fit you, you might know someone they do fit. Pause. Did that make you uncomfortable to hear? Look, I won't lie to you. We're only getting further into the weeds from here. We're going to talk about slavery a lot. We're going to talk about privilege and complicity and so on. But getting uncomfortable is the whole idea. Everything great is birthed through discomfort. Think about it. A mother suffers no small amount of trouble for 9 months before enduring the mega pain of labor and birthing the world's next great hero genius. I endured years and years of grueling football practices, many of them under a scorching Texas sun, before I made it to the NFL. Most of our major accomplishments are accompanied by some form of discomfort. If we truly want to treat this 400-year-old American virus that has been doing its work since the first stolen Africans landed in Jamestown in 1619, then we are all going to have to buckle in. Before we get this thing going, a couple of caveats from me. I don't profess to know everything about black culture, or to speak for every black experience in this country. I'm aware that I moved through the world as a man, that I lived in affluent neighborhoods, and that I attended a private school growing up. Add that to the fact that I'm from a home of first-generation immigrants, which is a different experience from a black person whose family has been in America for generations. All told, mine is a particular perspective. That said, I'm a black man in this country. I've been walking around in this skin all my life, interacting with black and white people for my 29 years. What I can do is tell you how it looks from here.